Welcome along to our podcast, All Things to Do El Dorado. And if you're going to do this, you might as well speak to Luke Wolfman, who's... is it safe to say you're head honcho of everything here, Luke?
I'm one of the founders of the festival and, yeah, take the lead. I'm the head of marketing, but as one of the founders, get involved in all parts of producing the festival, really.
I'll bet. A question that you'll have heard a lot over the last sort of couple of years or so. There must have been a period of time when it went into lockdown where you sat there and thought, yeah, we're never going to get this thing off the ground ever again.
I mean, yeah, I think since we last had the festival, which was, you know, it's going to be 3 years by the time it comes around this year, a lot has changed in, you know, not everyone's lives, really. Our industry, you know, obviously got hit very hard. And yeah, there were some dark days a couple of years ago, but the light is at the end of the tunnel here, and we're just raring to go for this summer.
Yeah, I'll bet. Speaking of which, it's a good lineup. Tell us about it. Who are you particularly? I mean, actually, as well as the lineup, the other question that's a sort of little subcategory of that is, I think sometimes we think that you organisers just get a freebie and get to watch from the side of the stage. I'm also sort of guessing that actually, in reality, that's the last thing you get to do.
Yeah, I mean, this will be our fifth year. And each year, yeah, in terms of me personally being able to see acts, yeah, you don't normally get too much of an opportunity. I always make a special effort to watch the headliners, though. So this year, acts to watch out for, like, firstly, the two main headliners is, because they're two acts really close to my heart, Groove Armada. They'll be doing their full live band show, which is one of the last times they're planning on ever doing it. Groove Armada really got me into dance music as a kid growing up. And then the other, of course, is Earth, Wind & Fire, hit after hit. We love all the old disco acts, disco records. You know, in the past we've had Sister Sledge, Kool & the Gang, and now we've got Earth, Wind & Fire. So those two acts, they've actually been, since day one, whenever we've even spoken about putting on the festival, they've always been two acts close to the top of my list of who to get. Elsewhere on the lineup, we've got some acts to keep an eye out for. Annie, she's a really cool up-and-coming singer-songwriter. Lots of DJs to choose from across a variety of music. We've got drum and bass, house, disco, techno. Some of the acts I'm looking forward to is Sherelle, Young Singh. He's coming through, which is really great to see. And then if you like disco, Horse Meat Disco, they're one of my favourites as well. So yeah, there's really just
strong lineup then, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
By the way, for those of you listening to the podcast right now, we've got discount tickets available on our website, sunshineradio.co.uk. Do you have like a working template for something like this? Because again, another sort of fallacy that we'll probably fall into, or mistake that we'll fall into as customers that are coming to El Dorado, is that you just sort of turn up 3 or 4 weeks beforehand and just flick a few switches for light and sound. I'm guessing this is a 24/7, 365 thing.
This is absolutely a 365-day work. The amount it takes to turn around a festival, and also because, obviously, the last 2 years have had to be cancelled due to COVID. So a lot of the planning on even the minutest detail has been going on for 3 years. We've got some incredible... So the biggest new addition at the festival is a new... we're basically building a street called Vice City, which is basically an immersive street with six different venues off the street.
Wow.
All in kind of Miami 80s themed. So within that
like
street,
Crockett and Tubbs rock up halfway. It's like, yeah, brilliant.
And it's going to feel really immersive. We're planning on having lots of characters playing different roles, all to make you feel like you've been swept away to the sunny beaches of Miami. But on there's loads of different venues. There's one like called Motel Dorado. That's going to be a big open air stage. You then go, we're going to have a fully functioning hair salon where you can go and get your hair done during the day. Then at night, we'll turn it into a techno party.
Brilliant. Literally, go and get your hair cut. Just book in advance and off you go. That's brilliant.
Exactly. And then, yeah, we've got the boudoir. That's going to be each venue on this street is going to be have its own identity, own theme, own musical programming. So yeah, we're really excited about that.
Tell me about the location. It's pretty iconic, and it really adds to the whole thing that that El Dorado gives. For someone that's brand new to this, and there'll be a lot of people that are just thinking, just get me out anywhere after lockdown. I want to go to a venue. Tell us about the location that you've got for El Dorado.
So Eastnor Castle, Eastnor Deer Park in particular, is just absolutely stunning. So when we were wanting to put on a festival, we looked around a fair few sites, and just every site you go to, you'd always be, you know, like anything when you're making a big move or something, you draw up a list of pros and cons. But as soon as we went to Eastnor, just straight away, it was like, yes, 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 this is the place. It's just beautiful with the lakes, the trees, and then into the woods as well, where we've now got a stage in there. When the sun's out, which, touch wood, it will be again this year, it has been from each year we've been there, it is just a beautiful place.
With it having been so long, are you a little bit nervous? In a good way, but just still a bit nervous?
I mean, there's definitely been, you know, normally you weren't doing it year on year, and it's just so fresh in your mind, like, oh, remember last year this has happened and we can improve it like this. Now we're like, oh god, remember 3 years ago, that's what it was like. And you know, so it's definitely a bit tougher, and yeah, we're definitely more nervous, but also just even more excited, because this show, for this year, you know, we've been planning it for 3 years. Like the Vice City Street I just mentioned to you, we designed it 2 years ago. We actually built most of it last year in the hope that last year would have gone ahead. So yeah, if anything, due to the time off, the show should be even better. We're improving so many different parts of the site. So anyone who's been before, they will hopefully really appreciate all the work that's got involved.
So it's almost like a little bit of, it's like same old good old El Dorado, but actually totally different.
Yeah, well, we've got some of our, like, so still got some of our most loved areas. So there's the Treasure Island stage, which is like a floating pontoon in the middle of the lake, which is always one of the most popular stages where people can just go on. There's nothing like standing on a, you know, being surrounded by water in the beautiful Eastnor Deer Park, just having a dance and having a good time. So that's still there. And that's been there from the first year. So that's always got familiarity, but we're always improving that stage and making it a little bit bigger each year as well, which we'll be doing again this year too.
Fantastic. I'd better let you crack on, actually, because you've got a lot on in a short space of time. For those people that are sat there thinking, oh yeah, okay, I'm interested, tell us dates. Obviously, we know the venue is Eastnor Castle, and tell us where you can pick up tickets from. You can also, there are one or two discounted ones left available on Sunshine Savers at sunshineradio.co.uk, but they'll go like that. So where's the best place for them to be picking up tickets?
So just head to our website, eldoradofestival.com. It's on the 30th of June to the 3rd of July. So it's now, actually, for the first year as well, something to mention, it's now 4 days and four nights. So it used to be 3 days and three nights, but we're opening up Thursday as now to make up for the lost time. So yeah, go to our website. You can check out everything that's going on there. I'd also say give us a follow on Instagram if you're on there. We're constantly posting content about what we've got planned for the festival. We've still got loads of new announcements coming up. And yeah, we're really excited by this year. It's definitely by far our biggest production yet. We're making the biggest improvements from year on year. So yeah, check us out on Instagram.
Thanks, Luke. You have a good one.
Thanks, mate.
You're a star. Thank you. Luke Wolfman, the creative director of El Dorado. You know where to go. Follow them now on socials, and still those. They'll go quickly, is what we're trying to politely say. But up on Sunshine Savers, a couple of discounted tickets as well. sunshineradio.co.uk.